In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take
now.
My hand if you trust that we will do what we must until it's turning out just like a plan.
We'll find a way so wrong.
The road is long, but our mojo's strong. And unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
Well, yeah, man. Newton starts, as you have asked, what happened to the Greenback Guardians? Newton says, well, man, it's not really that dramatic. I mean, all things considered, dude, like, you know, we... Okay, so...
You guys disappeared and then assumed secret identities? That's pretty... You're kind of living for the drama well, a little bit at that point.
Maybe that part is kind of dramatic, man. But, like, you know, so we started in 1983, right? Became Greenback Guardians. We're 18 years old. And, you know, we're trained by the absolutely brilliant and extreme Professor Dr. Barth Monroe, who, as you know, was a physicist slash surgeon slash extreme sports enthusiast.
Of course, yeah. We know that
stuff. And, you know, like, for a while there, it was just kind of a back and forth, man, of us, like, you know, fighting Dr. Killdeath and trying to stop his minions and everything. And then, in 1992, you know, when he was elected to city council, we were like, oh man, we gotta step up, you know what I mean? Things are going down. And so Lamar just really put all of his efforts and stuff, man, into like training us. We stopped all of our non-crime fighting endeavors. That's why, you know, we canceled the animated show, we stopped making the movies, we canceled Greenback O's, our cereal that everyone loved.
Yeah.
100%. Definitely, no matter what you might hear, didn't like leave your mouth with a weird kind of waxy feeling afterwards or anything.
Sure.
And yeah, it was great, man. And then in 96, Killdeath, you know, was elected mayor and things just started to change, man. You know, he began kind of focusing on actually like improving the community and stuff. And, you know, we were like, oh, this is his most dastardly plan yet, man, you know. But then it kind of seemed like he was sincere about trying to improve the city, and he kind of turned his, like, criminal focus towards, you know, government corruption and stuff, but while still helping people and everything. And
right.
I guess it all started really unraveling in 2002 when Professor Dr. Barth Monroe died of a heart attack while he was engaging in a combination base jump and quantum physics experiment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys remember that?
Yeah, quantum entanglements, and he got tangled in the strings.
I haven't done any quantum physics since that day. I still bungee jump, but never the physics.
That was the day that science died.
I think that he would appreciate that probably somewhere.
It looked like it was going to, but it fell back.
Long time ago.
In a different universe, he's still alive, right? I think that's what he would choose to believe. And we all took it pretty hard, but man, Lamar, dude.
You know, people don't want to talk about this, but the flip side of that is that there's another universe where I'm dead as a disco.
Well, there's infinite universes, so there's infinite living yous and infinite dead yous.
Wow.
There's a universe where I'm a little worm.
Ooh.
Aw, man. Oh, pizza rolls are ready. Hold on.
30 minutes later.
Here you go, man. Okay. So,
secret identities.
Oh, yeah. We'll get back to that. So, in 2004, you know, with River City First Enforcement going, it, like, changed the way that crime was handled and everything. And Dr. Killdeath was focused mostly on, you know, government kind of crime. And the world didn't really need the Greenback Guardians anymore. And I mean, listen, at this point, I'm willing to admit that maybe kind of the biggest factor was we were nearing 40, man. You know, the bones were getting achy, our knees were creaky and everything, and we weren't the same fearsome fighting team we were before, you know? And
yeah,
Carver didn't want to, but
what about drugs? A lot of people your age. Mm-hmm. A lot of people your age turn to drugs to help them keep their edge.
No, we all say nope to dope, man. You know what I mean?
Wow, really? You think the kids shouldn't check it out even once?
Well, I mean, weed's cool. That's fine. But, like...
Wait, hold on.
What?
Hey,
Yeah.
What if this ends up on YouTube?
No, I
get
just
a strike for that.
I mean, like, you know, there's THC balms and stuff that really help with my joints.
So under the you're saying under the discretion of a licensed physician.
Well, yeah, I mean, you always want to use caution when using substances, dude. Like, you don't want to. It's not all for partying and everything. Sometimes it's got medical use or relaxation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and either way, if I'm under 18, I'm definitely going to reach out to a parent or guardian before I experiment with any substances.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what I told my stepdaughter, JJ. But, yeah, man, we decided, you know, Lamar Loveless and I, like, kind of agreed it was time to retire. But Carver did convince us of one thing, which is, like, we couldn't do it publicly because, like, he was worried, and I think he was right, man, that if the Greenback Guardians, like, announced, like, we're not fighting crime anymore, there would be, like, a big, you know, kind of crime wave. Yeah. So we just kind of stepped into the shadows, and, you know, Loveless became Dr. Travis Barker, and I became Stan Peoples, and then when May, you know, got divorced in 2007, we started dating, and I became JJ's stepdad, and Carver, man, he never really stopped fighting, you know? He would do it here and there, under cover of dark and everything to keep, you know, kind of keep it quiet, but, oh, man, Lamar, oh, he never really found his purpose without the team, you know? And then in 2012, when Dr. Killdeath retired, / was imprisoned in the elite prison of his own design, Lamar just kind of went with him, man, you know? And he's been living in the solitude of Dr. Killdeath's pool house ever since.
Okay, I think I get it now. If we run into...
Do you guys want any sodas or anything?
Yeah, do you have Crush?
I do, man.
I'd guzzle some Crush.
You know, I don't have Crunch, but I could freeze some of the Crush if you want.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, just freeze it.
Okay, time out for a couple hours while this freezes.
Okay.
Do you guys want to play like some Wii or something?
Hey, you guys were right about Paddington 2.
I knew you'd love it, man.
It was awesome. Mm.
We are, we might be in a spot of trouble. We've sort of formed this kind of like intra-hero villain sort of cooperative kind of unit. We've been sort of
that's
like
cool, man.
Blurring the
we're
lines.
We're bringing the people together to rise up against the ruling class.
Yeah, man. We ended up endorsing Dr. Killdeath for governor, man. So you don't have to like reach to me, you know?
Well, that's cool. Yeah. But there seem to be forces at work that like love the sort of big merry-go-round of crime happens and a guy, a bunch of mutant animals beat him up and then it repeats ad infinitum. And
oh, yeah, man, there's a ton of money in kind of like a prison system.
Yeah, yeah. So we're trying to track down the Walrus because the Walrus has Carver. And Walrus is sort of like shadowy kingpin figure. And that's why we're looking for Clamjula. And so do you think that the headquarters is where we need to head?
Well, man, I would say the HQ, I mean, it was Dr. Killdeath and stuff, but, so, I mean, that would make sense to me, man. But usually you just wait for kind of the big bad guy to make a big speech, like standing on top of like a big armored
vehicle. I keep waiting
kind
for
of
that.
Vehicle
it
or something.
Has not happened.
Yeah. Well, maybe
weird,
the
man.
Way that you guys did it back in the olden times is not the way us young bucks should be handling it, you know what I mean?
Now he may just post on TikTok.
Yeah,
what,
same
and
mean
what's
stuff.
TikTok? My daughter's been trying to tell me
TikTok.
About TikTok and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's TikTok, and usually it started off with videos of body vermin, louses, and that, and now it's just kind of exploded. And
sounds gross, dude.
Yeah, oh yeah, I've seen some. I mean, I've heard that there's some.
At some point in that little soliloquy, I bet Dad's brain was like, I really should have learned something about
it. Oh, he was absolutely Tarzan swinging, looking frantically
for
a vine.
Any and then he grabs like a snake that was hanging from a branch. And he's like, oh no, yikes. It wasn't a vine at all.
Yeah.
Fell right into a hippo's mouth.
No, he said he fell right into the vine-covered trap he made himself.
And that's a
shame. Catch a bear.
Because Vine is not there anymore.
Vine's
maybe if
gone
it was about Vine, Dad could have. He did it for the Vine. Yeah, man, but listen, if he's holed up in in the old, you know, Kill Death HQ, man. Like, I don't know how you're going to get it. Like, we never really got in and out. You know, usually he'd come out and fight us, and it was like a big thing, man.
Oh, we haven't...
So Kill Death sold it, or what's the deal?
Well, he was, you know, detained for all of his government crimes and stuff, so he had to kind of vacate and, you know, locked himself up. He surrendered himself, man. It was mostly his own deal. He wanted to retire, and so he had built Governor's Island to kind of be a retirement home slash prison for him.
Yeah.
So he's self-imprisoned.
Yeah.
So noble.
I'm not too worried about getting into RCF HQ, because we have an appointment there tomorrow with Glamjula and potentially Walrus. I don't know. Fingers crossed. But it would be helpful if we could get a hold of... Do you have, like, a cell phone number for Kill Death, or what's the deal there?
You know, they don't really allow, like, the phones and stuff there, man, in prison. But you could just go see him. It wouldn't be that hard to get in, man.
Oh, man, it's just in the past 48 hours we've broken into a police station and a bank, and I know we're kind of playing with the line.
Wait, I thought you guys were heroes.
Yeah, no, we did it for her, under heroic pretenses.
Man, things sure have changed since my day.
Yeah.
You guys never broke into a bank?
No, we stopped other people from breaking into banks, man, and then we'd, like, slam some burgers or hot dogs or something.
You ever break a criminal out of jail?
Huh.
Yeah. We're dark, man. We're dark.
We're pretty messed up here.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah, things have changed. They've made, like, Abnormal Stories a lot grittier now, huh, man?
Yeah, that's...
Well, you got to.
Yeah. For the kids.
For the kids.
People mm-hmm. won't go see it if it's not gritty as heck. Anyway, we didn't take anything from the bank, so...
Oh, that's cool. Nothing?
No harm. Nothing at all. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, what about the lollipops? Are we counting the lollipops?
Oh, those are FDIC insured, man.
Yeah, no harm, no foul. All right.
Trav, I'm trying real hard to remember if my bid to get $1 million worked last episode.
You like stole two big bags of lollipops.
Yeah, instead.
I couldn't remember if... Yeah, I thought maybe it worked, but... You're thinking it did.
Well, you stole $1 million in crypto, but now it's worth nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Now it is worth two bags of lollipops.
Yeah.
The two bags of lollipops are actually worth more.
That's a real cold wallet right there. It turned into lollipops.
Oh, I get it.
Well, we've been talking and drinking soda and eating pizza rolls for the past 3.5 hours, so I'm feeling pretty well rested. I don't know about you fellas.
Yeah, I got all... I'm ready to go.
I'm juiced. So,
So what's your plan, dude?
Did you ever try to break in there?
What, to Governor's Island?
Yeah. Back in your heyday.
Well, it kind of wasn't there in my heyday because, you know, Kildev designed it while he was governor.
That's not what I meant. So, okay. We're going...
There's two different places.
Okay. Where are we going? We're going to...
I think we should go to Governor's Island first to get the lay of the land from Dr. Kildev before we siege... The HQ.
Yeah, your appointment is tomorrow at River City.
Yes. So we have an opportunity to get some intel from Dr. Kildeath if we can visit him in his prison island that he designed for himself.
Okay.
This is a big undertaking, fellows. This is going to be the greatest challenge of our 20-week career. May I suggest that perhaps we make some preparations ahead of time.
And Dr. Snarf steps up and says, I think I can help with that. And he opens his case and then
Where did you come from, little guy?
I was in the bathroom using the special 16-prong abnormal
toilet. We've been out here for 3.5 hours, Snarf.
It takes a while for me to unknit my weird collection of muscles and cloacas.
You have a collection of cloacas, Snarf?
Is this sputum?
This is very private.
You're right. I shouldn't have asked that.
But if you want to see...
No, I've crossed the line.
The viscosity of you is unreal.
Yeah, it's out of sight.
I had to take a shower afterwards, and it interacted with my bodily fluids.
Okay.
I feel like I need to take a shower now, man.
Well, you can take a 30-minute break if you want to freshen up.
Real quick.
Okay, yeah.
If you guys are cool with it, if we could knock out individual showers...
Yeah, let's call it 45 minutes, everybody.
90. We need 90 30 minutes.
90 minutes, 30 minutes each. Yeah, go for it.
Well, buses stop running at at midnight. So.
It's 10 a.m.
Oh, okay, cool. Man,
this
that was.
This meeting started super early.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
I know that I wasn't initially in favor when you suggested we start doing these in real time.
Uh-huh.
Being really diligent about tracking every second, 24 style.
Yeah.
But it is really paying off narratively, man. I feel like I'm there.
It really helps pad out the runtime, too, because Rachel then add in, like, 2 hours of silence while we watch Paddington 2.
You also have to say, like, I am going to the toilet mm-hmm. now.
So you've all finished your showers.
Great.
Okay, where was I? Okay, and he unfolds his computer, and that unfolds into like 7 screens.
Oh, man.
Nice. It's wild, dude. This is future tech.
Like the NSA agent in Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Oh, you know, now that you mention it, Justin, yeah, a lot like that.
A lot like that.
And that's on one of the screens.
Yeah, that's the seventh screen. Yeah. That's why it's an odd number. And Dr. Travis Barker steps up and goes, yes, sorry, call me Loveless, narrator. Now you guys can, you know, do some upgrades and everything, have a few on the house. So if you look on your character sheets, I had just gone ahead and made sure each of you have 15 practice makes perfect points to spend.
Oh, wow. How generous. This feels like maybe our last chance to juice it.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd be so generous otherwise.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
While we have a second, can I talk to you two?
Yeah, certainly, sure. What's up, friend?
Yeah, like, it's kind of an awkward question, but like, what do you guys feel like is the main thing holding me back?
I mean, are we able to speak honestly?
This is like such a safe, like it's a really safe place.
Okay.
Like, I want you to feel 100% confident.
You have strong, keen improvisational instincts. Sometimes I feel like you do run into a situation with very little forethought or planning whatsoever, depending on those improvisational sort of instincts, when I think those instincts could be bolstered by a little bit of caution and care and thoughtfulness. And I think that's a place that, you know, we could lean on each other for.
All right. That's actually such a great point, dude. Here's what I'm thinking. I think I'm going to take a moment and upgrade my extreme exfiltration, make it just a little bit easier for me to get out of a tough spot. You never know, man, when that might come in handy. So I'm gonna grab that.
Okay. So why did you even ask, I guess?
Yes.
Well, that was, I'm taking your advice.
Well, like, I actually take the opposite.
Being able to read the situation and think about what I'm doing so I have a way out.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? If it breaks bad, right?
Now. Yeah.
I'm going in with a plan
really
so I have a way out.
I'm glad this is a safe space where we can share sort of, helpful positive critiques using positive language with each other.
Okay, so that's 6 points for you, Justin. For improved skill, you get another D8. So anytime you are hiding or exfiltrating, both of those skills have been upgraded to get 5 D8 on those rolls.
As long as we're doing this, I mean, this feels good. This feels natural. As long as we're doing this, Roger, if you do keep letting out huge Mondo farts at every job that we do, we are going to, if we have not already, accrue a certain reputation. And I do think that that's going to stick with us. And
whoa,
I do think
dude, you fart all the time? So you're the party boy, huh?
Excuse me, we're having a conversation.
Sorry, man. Yes. I'm going to go make some chocolate chip cookies for you guys.
Thank you.
I'm so full of junk food. Please stop.
Would you rather have, like, a salad, man? Doesn't sound very extreme to me, but...
Anyway...
Navy, I appreciate your point. And for that reason, I have decided that I need a better way of attacking. I need a better way of contributing to the force of this force. So I am going to... Wait! And I hear... The doorbell rings. And Roger runs to... Oh, it's here! Roger runs out.
Just sign. Oh, you got a sign, man.
And an Amazon drone has dropped a box, and he brings it in. Oh, wonderful. Here. And he opens the box, and he has... I have one for each of you. They're pocket squares. They are the coolest thing. And here, just tuck it into any pocket.
There you go. Here.
Is this from the Amazon? I can smell the rainforest on it.
It is, yes. See, here.
There's a hint.
Just tuck it right into your breast pocket there. And if you don't have a breast pocket, any kind of pocket, any place you can wedge it.
There's a crease in my armor.
They are really, really neat. And they are all the same color. They're a bright red. And so now that you have those, Roger wants to create a new Mondo move.
Okay.
For himself. And it's called Toria New One. When someone waves something red, Roger runs straight at the thing with irresistible force.
Ooh.
I do like this.
I like that, too. Awesome, man. Okay,
does
great.
Does it have to be these handkerchiefs, or can it just be anything sort of red?
It doesn't have to. Anything sort of red.
Sick, bro.
So
here's what I'll say, though. There's going to be a condition to that.
Okay.
That irresistible force, if you should miss, if you roll your dice and don't get two successes,
right,
then it will be detrimental for you.
I understand that.
Okay, great.
Because he's just going to go, he just goes nuts and loses complete control.
Yes, understandable. Great. So that's 8 points for you. What about you, Navy? I mean, you guys still have plenty to spend.
Yeah.
But Navy, if I may add
please.
An observation.
Absolutely.
And Lyle, I think you should also kick in on this. I would like you to do something where you have the... How do I put this delicately?
Dude, let it rip. There is no... I know the nature of our sort of relationship.
I think you need to grow a backbone where your father's concerned.
I think so that'll be a Mondo move?
I think you need to stand up. I'm just making the observation. I think you would be much better realized as a functioning animal being if you could somehow break away from your father's plan for you and become your own entity.
Now, Griffin, what Dad has provided here is the opportunity for you to give yourself the ab skill self-actualization.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that would translate to game mechanics, but
self-acceptance, self-worth, self-respect, I think, this huge stuff.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, let me just do that. Okay, done.
Now, we all took better. Your suggestion seriously.
Yeah, but my suggestion was like, here's a workplace behavior that I think could be improved, not fix your relationship with your Dad, it's a little beyond the scope.
I know the truth hurts.
I appreciate what you're saying, and I hear you. You are being heard right now. I just, it's tough, man. I'm a crime fighter, but I'm also I'm a raw SEAL, and we're very sort of like, you know, territorial and family oriented, and it's tough, man. I can't just stand up to.
Perhaps I can put this into words that you would be able to understand better.
Form of a song.
Hey, man, that's not cool. That's actually not okay to do. I don't go around and I don't say that. I don't say M-O-O.
I was never here, man.
I'm going to cool my head for a second and think about what you said.
Just take a breath.
I'm going to step out back. I'm thinking about it, right? I know. There's some bad blood there, and it is constantly in my head. It's a weird mix, you know, working with your dad.
I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
I'm thinking about it, and it's getting me all worked up. I see that there's a swimming pool in the back of the August household. I'm going to take a running...
You see a swimming pool, but there's also a slight incline where there's like a heat lamp and then there's like a big dish filled with lettuce.
Yeah.
And that's where Newton goes and just chills out.
Ignoring that, I'm going to take a running jump at the swimming pool and hit the splash pack, fly 20 feet up in the air, go spread eagle, land, and splash half the water out of the pool. I'm going to unlock the Mondo move that I've had on my sheet since the beginning of the game. I'm going to unlock the Foon.
Foon!
When dropping down on a group of enemies from a significant height, Navy SEAL can deal damage to the group with a single roll. And I come up out of the water, and I think there's a moment where he kind of looks around for approval, but I realize sort of down in this half-filled pool that I'm actually pretty proud of the foon I just did, and I don't care if anyone saw it. So I clamber back up and come into the house, and I'm just sopping wet, just getting water everywhere.
And then as soon as you walk in, Lyle says, "Hey, I saw a foon you did out there. Killer, man. Real proud."
"Oh, yeah, thanks. For me, it was more about, I did
Excellente.
It for me.
Excellente. Nice work."
"Okay, cool. No, I do appreciate it.
See you out there."
You got the equal part face smack. And
oh, I hurt everywhere. Yeah, it hurts so bad.
And the groin wallop. That was excellent.
Oh, my groin is screaming.
Yes, I would guess.
Okay, cool.
I have added another Mondo move, Travis.
Uh-huh.
I was out at a different place outside, staring off into the stars.
A different pool,
and I made this new abs move. I was wondering if you could read it and let me know what you think.
I love it, Justin.
Okay, can you read that for me?
Yeah, so Justin has added Fragler's power of limitless foresight. Once per narrative day, when Lyle is about to make a major mess up, he's able to harness the power of thought and reconsider the action in favor of a better path. Fragler's power of limitless foresight can only activate when Lyle acts impulsively. Now, right. Is that something I would trigger for
yes,
you?
Yes, you have to trigger Fragler's POL.
Okay.
But only in a situation where I am acting without thinking.
Okay, got it.
And only once per day. And Travis, I will also say this. The stakes of it are not made clear. I guess I do say a major mess up, but I guess that gives you room
to operate on
what a major mess up is.
I love that.
Dad, do you have something? I have another idea.
Yeah, I've only got 7 points left. I would like to improve skill.
Okay.
I'd like to improve counterfeit to include body language.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
So
that's going to bump that up. Yeah, you'll have 48 when rolling, and part of that will be body language.
Okay.
I'm looking at a map, an old map of River City HQ, and just kind of struggling. And I look up at Snarf, and I say, "Hey, let me grab those for a second." And I grab the glasses off his face, and I put them on my eyes. I go, "Wow, holy crap. Guys, I think I've needed prescription glasses this entire time."
Wow.
I can see everything. It's like crazy how much better I can see right now with Snarf's glasses on my head. I'm going to improve bug-eyed.
By stealing Snarf's glasses?
By taking, not stealing, like, he doesn't need them.
Yes, you can have them. I have mini pairs.
Don't replace them.
Oh, okay. But I have all these Warby Parkers.
No, these are special. These are special because they were yours. And now I'll always have something to. They are wet.
Who said that?
Oh, well, that was me. He can't see without his glasses.
Oh, that's adorable.
All right.
Hey, by the way, Snarf.
Yes?
I brought that huge box of books you asked me for. You remember you said you wanted me to bring
but
you like every book.
But there would have been time now. No, Snarf. And he dies.
Whoa.
Yeah, just gives up.
I mean, if this is our last upgrade sesh, we don't need Snarf anymore.
And
so.
I'll retire forever now.
He walks into the locker room with Mr. Mistopheles and Garfield and Heathcliff. Tough season, boys.
Tough season out there, huh? Yeah, but, I feel like I really grew on the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
they'll
a
be making fan
Snarf.
Art of me.
Rap on Snarf.
Hey, everybody, in case you've somehow missed it, Story and Song, the final graphic novel in our Adventure Zone Balance graphic novel series, comes out next week. You can pre-order it right now at theadventurezonecomic.com. If you pre-order from one of our indie bookstore partners, you'll get a book plate signed by one of us and Carrie. Book release event next week in Boston. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be July 16th at 7 p.m. at the Chevalier Theater. Each ticket includes a signed paperback copy of Story and Song provided by Brookline Booksmith. And we have a special mid-month episode of Clubhouse on Tuesday, July 14th to celebrate the book coming out. And the regular monthly Clubhouse is still on the 21st, so check that out. We've got some new merch this month. There's a Trav Nation Centennial Magnet along with a bunch of other great stuff. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will also be donated to the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. So go check that out, macroymerch.com, and back to the show.
All right, we're over 70 episodes into our show. Let's learn everything. So let's do a quick progress check. Have we learned about quantum physics?
Yes, episode 59.
We haven't learned about the history of gossip yet, have we?
Yes, we have. Same episode, actually.
Have we talked to Tom Scott about his love of roller coasters?
Episode 64.
So how close are we to learning everything?
Bad news. We still haven't learned everything yet.
Oh, we're ruined!
No. It's good news as well. There is still a lot to learn.
Woo!
I'm Dr. Ella Hubber.
I'm regular Tom Lum.
I'm Caroline Roper, and on Let's Learn Everything, we learn about science and a bit of everything else too.
And although we haven't learned everything yet, I've got a pretty good feeling about this next episode.
Join us every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
If you want to know what's going on in the world of movies, you should be listening to Maximum Film so we can tell you all about it.
Okay, but what if you already know what's going on in the world of movies? What if you're kind of obsessed with movies, like maybe you have a problem?
Well, then you should definitely be listening to Maximum Film, because we too have that problem, and it's important you know you're not alone.
We're talking indies you'll want to seek out.
Blockbusters and blockbusting wannabes.
Classics we can't get enough of.
I'm comedian and writer Kevin Avery.
I'm film critic Alonzo Duraldi.
I'm festival programmer and producer Drea Clark.
Together, we're Maximum Film. Smart about movies in Hollywood, so you don't have to be.
But if you already are, that's also great. And hey, we see you.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
Loveless leans in and says, okay, if you boys are ready. I've been thinking this through over the last 6 hours. You're going to need an RCFE employee that can turn you in. You're going to need to pose as like three criminals that are slated to go to Governor's Island, and some sort of impressive armored vehicle at your disposal that can take you to the gate so it all seems official. But where would you get those things?
I mean, I'll hop on Timu. I don't know if they have that kind of stuff.
Wait, I believe you mean Shamu.
It's that's rough. Wait, we know
it's actually Emu. Emu, that's better. Darn it.
Oh wait, we know a guy. We have a guy who's beholden to us, even though we have wronged him personally and financially like a few times.
Okay.
His name is...
Dean.
No, I was thinking of the police officer, whose name I think was Jeremy Snuggin... Snuffworth?
Joshua Darnett.
Joshua Darnett. Jeremy Snugworth is a different guy.
Yeah, he doesn't owe you anything.
Yeah,
no,
so...
But Joshua, he could definitely get it done.
Yeah, and we have, I think, an armored car because we stole one.
Oh, excellent. But where will you get the identity of three criminals... that were slated to go to Governor's
You keep
Island.
Kind of saying stuff that is actually stuff that we definitely have, and it
what?
Feels...
Yeah.
I'll be honest, Loveless, it feels a little bit leading. I feel like if you give us, like, 15 seconds, we can get exactly where you're trying to get us to go.
Now we'll need a wheelbarrow.
A Holocaust
crew. And a Holocaust.
So we've got the criminal identities and the truck and Joshua. So
what are the odds?
I mean... I don't know, man. Pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I look at Newton. Was it always like this?
Yeah, man. He's a real pain in the shell, if you know what I mean, dude.
Yeah, I guess. Is that like an analog for butt?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a butt, though.
Yeah, but back in the 80s, man, we didn't like to say butt when we were around. That was a real no-no word.
Okay.
The armored vehicle of prisoner transport rolls up down the long, narrow bridge leading from the shores of River City to Governor's Island. An imposing stone fortress-looking prison built on a man-made island in the middle of River City Bay. Joshua Darnett driving. He's like, are you guys sure? I don't, like, getting you in is easy, man. I don't know how I'm going to get you out.
We're going to have to figure that out. I'm sort of an expert in getting out of sticky situations, Joshua. You don't have to sweat that.
Okay.
But I assume that if my plan doesn't work out, we can just call you and you'll come get us.
Or we could just, like, schedule a time for me to come get you. Like, you know what? I'll just be here.
So, wait a minute. Is it hard for you to get us out?
Well, if you can get out, I'll be here.
Schedule a time to pick us up like an Uber.
Well, I'll be here if you can get out. How about that?
Okay. Okay. That sounds good.
So, I mean, you won't. I'm saying I will call you. You come in and get us and bring us out if we get into trouble.
Okay, yeah. If you're able to do that.
Oh my God.
That'd be great. Just say just say the word like just say like what's a good like code word?
Does it help? How would you hear it?
Oh, that's a good point.
All right. Yeah, don't you know what? We're grown up. We've done this a bunch of times and we've gotten out of a lot of sticky messes. One time I vandalized a rainforest cafe and it turned out fine. So, I think we're going to be able to get out of jail pretty easy.
But we are trained professionals, kids. So just remember, if you find yourself in a tricky situation and you're in over your heads, there's nothing wrong with calling home and getting someone to come get you. And that's what we say.
That's a weird one. That's
Joshua
a weird
looks
one.
Around. Who are you talking to?
Oh, over there.
Oh.
All right.
Why are there a bunch of kids here?
Everyone got their villain identities? Ready to go?
Oh, yes. I'm going to fall back on one of my standards, Mr. Mess Up.
Okay.
Yeah. Meerkat Mess Up.
Well, you can't. Well, hold on. You should probably be a cow.
I'm a master of disguise, if okay. I may remind you.
Yeah. I'm going to be. I'll be Andre from the movie. And if people ask, they'll be like, you mean Andre from the movie about the seal? Andre with Tina Majorino? And I'll be like, yeah, but I broke bad. Hollywood did some stuff to me.
And I'll be your captor, beloved Amnable, Axel Isle.
Wait, I thought that Joshua was our captor.
No, that's, yeah, absolutely. I'm his best buddy. The Admiral from the wrong side of the tracks, Axel Isle.
Okay, but it does sound, kind of sound like you're going to leave us two to
hey,
go.
Hey, pipe down, suspect.
Okay. Well, okay, man.
Hey!
He's already into character.
Don't make me come back there, Cal!
Yeah.
Okay. Joshua returns from the check-in desk. The booking
of
desk.
The prison.
There it is.
Welcome to prison.
It's a very nice prison.
Here's your key. And remember, we have free buffet breakfast in the morning.
He leads the three of you who are shackled at the foot and wrists to the prisoner booking desk. He says, "All right, yeah, these three." And he slams down the three files in front of him like, these guys are some of the worst.
I whisper in his ear. Actually, I think it should just be two, because I think Axel Isle's being himself. So take one of those back and start over and say two instead.
Sorry, what?
No, I'm one of the crime guys, too. I'm just not pretending, because I really don't like to pretend.
Oh. The booking guy looks through the files and goes, okay, which one are you, Squidmark?
Oh, me? Crap, I forgot we have to use the identities on the fake, on the identity.
I'm Squidmark.
Ah, okay, very clever, okay. Step over there, turn to your right, takes a picture. Turn to your left, takes a picture. All right, move on through. Which one of you?
Dibs on Hammerhead. Dibs on Hammerhead. Poo!
Okay, Hammerhead, I guess, step on over there, turn to your left. Turn to your right.
Gonna eat you.
So that makes you Eel Patrick Harris, correct?
Yes, I'm Eel Patrick Harris. But my stage name is Mr. Messup.
Okay, whatever, man. Step in there, turn to your left, turn to your right. Okay, move on through processing. As you move through processing...
This guy doesn't miss anything, man.
Yeah. They unlock your shackles, and they hand you your prison uniforms, which are three very comfortable velour tracksuits.
Nice.
Excellent.
Okay, make your way on through. Have a wonderful day. If you need anything, just speak to one of the staff. We'll be happy to assist you. Pickleball starts at 4:00. There's a meet and greet at the community center at like 6:00.
With whom?
It's happy hour until 8:00. Oh, just all the residents and stuff.
Oh.
Seeing getting to your new the community.
Any chance the velour tracksuits are red?
No, they're purple.
Freaking Royal Tenenbaums up in here.
yeah, those are Dr. Kildeth's colors. Everything here was by his design. Yeah.
Hey,
purple and black.
If we wanted to put in a little bit of FaceTime with Dr. Kildeth, what do you think would be the best way of doing that?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. He's in the ranch-style home, kind of near the center of the complex there. It's got a big statue of him in front of it. You can't miss it.
Okay. And what kind of stuff does he like if we wanted to, like, get into his good graces?
He enjoys, like, soft cheeses. You know, he's a big fan of a nice, like, Zinfandel.
Okay, where can we get those inside of the prison?
Oh, your welcome basket will be inside.
And it'll have cheese and the Zinfandel?
Oh, yeah. And some slippers in there, too, man, and a sleep mask.
Okay. And what time is checkout?
Oh, well, yeah, you can't. Check out.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. I got so confused for a second.
Check in anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Yeah, like the Hotel California. I haven't heard that one before. Okay, thank you all so much. Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Got a little
day.
Sassy there at the tail end. You were really accommodating until the very
end.
Sorry,
man. Please don't put it on Yelp.
Hotel California?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
As you walk through the gates, you enter into a beautiful gated community. Lush fields everywhere of grass and trees. The landscaping is wonderful. You see a like pretty large kind of koi pond with ducks on it. The sun shines bright. You can see above you. It's a large kind of like screen, right? So the ceiling is covered and domed, but it is projecting a beautiful, perfect sunny afternoon day. You see people walking around, some of them having pleasant conversations, playing chess by the koi pond. You see Calculator, Shocktopus, some of the most like noteworthy villains of Abnormal's history, just strolling along, having a lovely time. The ice cream shop is just absolutely bustling. And you can see the ranch-style home of Dr. Kildeth about 150 yards down the path towards the center of town.
Okay, so first things first, we gotta beat up one of these guys to assert ourselves. I've never done any time myself, but I have heard that that is sort of step one in the process. So,
Travis, who's the dorkiest looking one?
Probably Calculator.
I see you walking towards Calculator. Hold on. It's better if it's like
Hey, Poindexter! Oh, gosh,
there's a buzzing within your head, Justin. As something triggers. You see a force as you, in the future, punch Calculator in the face. He turns to you, growing 3 times his size as he multiplies.
Okay.
Becoming perfect. Stronger, more vicious.
I just wanted to say it's an honor to meet you.
Wow, Calculator, I never would have imagined in all my wildest dreams.
Oh, thank you so much. It's nice to meet a fan.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.